Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Can you guess what's the most popular karaoke song, like, ever?
It must have something to do with Michael Jackson or something like that.
Kind of close. Bohemian Rhapsody, actually.
Oh, yes, of course. Mamma Mia.
Hey, do you enjoy a good karaoke session with your family?
Yeah,
it's quite
really?
Fun, right?
Love it.
I used to be a KJ, so like karaoke jockey. So what
did you really?
I really used to. And what my job was at events was you got to change the laser disc to play the next karaoke song.
Laser disc. Yeah. I hear people everywhere saying, "What was that?
Which century are you from?" Okay, so this was a popular song back then. And I really miss this kind of sounds, you know.
Sound check. 1, 2, 3. Sweet Caroline, ba ba ba.
All that echo and whatnot. What do you think of my singing? Not bad, right?
Mr. D, you're wasted here. Wasted. Let's have a pop music career for you.
Oh, God.
Wow. I don't think I'll ever forget that. Right. Yeah, well, we've seen cinemas reopening, but entertainment outlets like KTVs, they're still shut. So we won't be hearing you singing Sweet Caroline like that
anytime
soon. Yeah, I kind of
miss that.
Soon.
Yeah. But Teo Heng KTV, this is quite a well-known name to many Singaporeans. They've been around for, like, what, 3 decades? And during that time, they established some 14 outlets island-wide.
Yeah, they were doing really well. But back in July, due to COVID-19, of course, it was announced that the business would be shutting down 7 of its outlets. That's half of them, including Teo Heng's first outlet, which was at Katong Shopping Centre.
But, you know, despite these financial constraints that they're facing, they're trying their best not to retrench any of their employees. And we're going to find out a little bit more about how they're tackling it with Jean Teo, director of Teo Heng KTV Studio. Jean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You hear my singing earlier? Not bad, right?
I thought you're putting me back to the memory lane, you know, when you're really playing the laser disc, you know?
Yeah.
And people will start to come out. Sometimes customer will say, hey, I need this song. Please help me to play. And we have to remember, this particular song is at which disc.
Yes.
And then we have to take it out and play. Yeah.
Oh, you know, sorry, the laser disc got scratched. I cannot play the song.
when I first handed the first laser disc, which cost us, it was a Cantonese laser disc, which is so expensive. It's about $600 over. At that time, it's such a huge amount. I really panicked, shivering, you know.
Wow.
I actually never imagined that it would be that expensive. Yeah. And I think it's indicative, right, of how long you guys have been around, because you were founded back in 1989. Just remind Just remind us a little bit of the journey till now.
Yeah, that's right. It's a pretty long journey, and it has been a very local KTV in Singapore for 3 decades. Yes.
Yeah, and so you are the sister of the Teo Heng founder, Jackson Teo, right?
Oh, that's right.
Right, so real family business, very close to your heart.
And very nice.
We really built from scratch.
Yeah, very nice family environment as well, Teo Heng. But the reality is right now, you've got outlets being closed for an indefinite time. And people talking about, okay, phase 3, but at the same time, phase 3, nightlife is not quite going to come back. I mean, how are you and your staff and your family dealing with the news that constantly comes out?
Oh, yes, especially these few days when such news have been being announced that maybe it might be pullover till next year, then we can reopen. So for us, it's really a very tough case, because our structure of our KTV is very different from some other nightlife spots, whereby they can actually pivot to bistro, they can sell alcohol, but for ours, it's a very pure family KTV. You know, that maybe can come in even into our KTVs, and then the students, majority of our crowds are the young ones.
Yeah.
So we hope that there's no alcohol consumption in our KTV, which we have insisted for the past 30 years, and to make it a very budget kind of the KTV that everybody can afford to come and to get themselves relaxed.
In fact, I think I've been to one of your outlets with my friends. There were 4 of us and we had an absolutely amazing time. But of course, I'm going to go with the positive here. You had 14 outlets. You've had to close half of those, essentially.
Yes.
But what I find very encouraging is that you've managed to keep half of them going. And I'm curious as to how you've risen to that challenge.
Okay. First of all, for the very first 6 months, we still maintain a full 100% salary, wages to be given to all our workers. So meanwhile, we have sent them for some so-called trainings and all that for courses to upgrade themselves. We didn't expect that this thing is going to prolong for so long. So coming to the seventh month onwards, we really it's really eating too much into our reserves, because we actually plan that you know, with the reserves that we have, we can actually maintain at least about 6 months down the road. But we didn't expect it that it's coming to 7-8 months and maybe next year. So the longer it holds, we are preparing to close more outlets.
Right.
In order to sustain. But workers to us is always our first priority, our first consideration. They are the people who actually help us to build Teoheng until today. So we really wanted to keep every of our worker. And then it's very nice of them that they have been staying with us for so long. So they actually proposed to us that it's very touchy. They said that well, they can go for a 50% reduction of their salary at this moment. We really appreciate that. At least this can help us to keep all our workers instead of, you know, retrenching any of them.
Yeah.
So for a couple of at least 2 to 3 months, I should say, the maximum that we can go is to about 3 months.
No joke, right? 120 manpower. So what? Yes. What do they do now then? I mean, do you get them to go back and sanitize the outlets? Or?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We get them to sanitize every 2 weeks, okay. Because we are still making, we hope that we have to keep the spirit high to make them feel positive that there's a chance, it's only the time frame when we are able to reopen, but we must get prepared first. So
okay.
Once if the government gives us green light that we can actually operate under very safe measures, then we are ready to open.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we can get them back to motivate them to restart everything again. Yeah. Instead of going through, you know, like to make them feel so demoralized. And meanwhile, we need lots of communications with them. We have we have Zoom meetings every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah, to make sure that they are healthy. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Can I just jump in there? Because, you know, the purpose of this conversation is also to get a sense of how those businesses that come under the nightlife bracket are being affected right now, given the economic situation, given the fact that we're not quite at phase three as well.
That's right.
What's interesting, given other people that we've spoken to, other businesses, is the issue with rental fees. We know that a lot of your outlets are in some of these bigger malls, right? Has that been one of your biggest challenges and perhaps issues with landlords?
This is really the two main issues. First is salary. Next is the rental. In fact, the rental is really something that is very, very, very stressful. So since August onwards, the landlords have already been coming after us for you know, updated news. When are you going to open? You know, is there a possibility? Are you going to open? Or if you all cannot open, then you know, what are you all going to do? Are you going to I mean, even like when we close down the Katong and the Sembawang outlet, we still have to do a full reinstatement, which actually costs us about, for both units, about outlets, it's already about 100,000. So by closing, we still have to come up with a huge amount of money. And this actually, our security deposit that we spend is already clear. And in fact, we still have to come up with more money.
So then they don't give chance, or I know that we depend on government schemes and whatnot, but
exactly.
Do you hear like landlords willing to, are they willing to help you or give you suggestions or a way out in that sense?
I do meet some very nice landlords which are still holding us because they really wish that they really...
A bit of loyalty in that sense.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right. They really hope that we are still with them. And then meanwhile, they will let us to have the defer payment. But that doesn't mean that no payment. So once we are able to open, then we have to face a huge amount of the rentals that are being accumulated.
Okay.
And then certain landlords already, like those interests are already accrued already. So these are the kind of daily stress that we are facing every day. With a later date, with such uncertainty, we don't know when we can open. We cannot tell. At least we know that, okay, we can open maybe only until next year. So we will have to decide that we have to close down the outlet.
Yep. We're speaking to Jean Teo, who's the director of Teo Heng KTV Studio. We are talking about the impact that has been unleashed, really, on the karaoke business this year. Yes. What I want to ask you about, apparently, so selling sound systems is also one of your businesses.
That's right.
Now, when I see that, I think to myself, well, maybe people have been quite keen to buy sound systems.
And you're one of those sound system junkies, aren't
really
you?
Am.
You love sound systems. I remember this. Yeah.
I'm really into sound systems. Has that helped offset any of the losses on the other side of the business?
Oh, no. I mean, that will actually helps a little, but not to that extent, because I still have another 12 outlets to take care of the rental, which you can imagine that we are actually without opening, no, zero income, but almost every month we have to prepare about 600,000 to actually overcome all these things. Yes.
Are you thinking of anything else than to sort of pivot your business? And I mean, I know you can't do F&B and all that. You've got a supporter who calls herself Boyi Tan, starting a petition at change.org.
It's really very appreciative. Yeah, of action. Yes. We appreciate so much. So, I mean, we have lost the business, but we have won a lot of the supporters.
Okay.
That's something that we really appreciate for this 30 years of effort. I mean, even if we really have to close down, I think due to the COVID-19 situation, which is, we really, it's an act of God. Nobody can help. And we can really, you know, can't say anything about it. Even if my business, our business, has to put an end to it. But I think we have so-called received the kind of precious support from customers. Mm. And by the time the COVID-19 is over, we do hope that we, at this moment, if let's say we are being notified earlier whether when we can restart the business or terminate the business, we can still still have some reserves to be our resources to be kept and waiting for the time to open, then we can restart our business again. Maybe we have to shut down and then reopen when it's time. But meanwhile, how are we going to reserve our resources, like, instead of, we keep paying the landlord, and then get ourselves so heavily indebted. So we need really the government to help us, to give us a very a direction. Mm-hmm. What are we heading to? Yes. It's really very holding too long.
Unfortunately, two things are happening right now. One, we are running out of time.
Sure.
Two, we are all trying not to sort of burst into tears, because it's a really sad thing, such a family-friendly outlet. So we're going to do you a solid from the Breakfast Huddle. If anyone out there is listening right now, or you know someone who wants to help this business, Teo Heng KTV Studio, we urge you to head over to their website, ktvteoheng.com.sg, or to their Facebook page. You can search them up, KTV Teo Heng. There are lots of contact details there. Approach Jean and offer assistance any way you can. We've been speaking with Jean Teo, director, Teo Heng KTV Studio. Jean, we really wish you the best of luck and hope things turn around for you.
Thank you so much. I'm really very grateful. Thank you for the help that you offer us. It's really very heartwarming, and it helped us to hang on. So we will hang on until the very last minute, and hopefully our whole Singapore, every Singaporean can make it. We can make it. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
You take care
and
stay safe. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.